This week in tech, there are big things on the horizon. So much so there's something called the Catterbox.
Since the beginning of time, cats have been an enigma. No one really knows what they're thinking. By analyzing different cat noises, we've designed a digital sensor that detects a cat's meow and uses a unique program to turn it into a human voice.
This is a true thing. It's from Temptations Cat Treats. Now, it's not true in the sense I don't think it actually can read your cat's mind, but it is a collar that you can get for your cat, so whenever it meows, you'll get a human voice.
I'm sleepy.
No.
Yes, and you can decide what kind of voice it actually has.
Is that kind of eerie and creepy?
It just came out this week in the United States.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I'd want one of those for my cat, I don't think.
Also, this week in tech, there is, if you have smart apps for your home, whether it's locking the doors, unlocking the doors, adjusting the temperature, things like that, there's actually, most of them, out of 499, 40% of the smartphone apps are easily hackable. I know Samsung SmartThings is one of them. So people can hack in, they can unlock your doors, they can set off alarms, they can turn your alarm off.
Tell you what, just stick to a key and a bolt on your door. Because it's if someone can get into your house like that, it's just so easy.
At what point? Well, but what if you go away on vacation? You're like, man, did I lock the door? You know how many times I've had to turn around? I'm like, did I shut that?
Yeah.
That if you're on vacation, and so at what point do you outweigh risk to benefit?
But now, with this story now, you'd be sitting on that beach with your smartphone, you're hanging, is someone hacking into my thing? It's the same kind of worry.
It's true. It's same amount of worry, just a different reason to worry. Mm-hmm. And now there's a program called Smart Stones.
All right.
You can send a text message or just by thinking it. This woman had originally created it because her mom was disabled.
Okay.
And she wanted her mom to be able to text with her
when
she couldn't talk. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's this new sensory speech app. It gets connected to an EEG headset and you can text out thought messages.
Wow.
To me, I cannot wrap my head around that.
No.
How somebody can think something, how this thing can read exactly what you're thinking. The brain is so mysterious to me that when you really think that there's just something that you can put on your head, it's a headset, you can think something and it sends it out. Like, I would like to text Petch, can you pick up coffee?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy to me that I could think that and then my phone would text that to you.
It's insane, isn't it?
It's completely insane.
But for something like that, for somebody who has no ability to talk and stuff and you can communicate with them, I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, what a huge milestone in the tech world. So that's what's going on this week in tech.